101, how to make your sadhana naturally integrated in your life, like bhajan, put on Prabhupada, and your noise cancellating earphones, and clean the floor, do this, do that, do the dishes, listen to bhajans. That's what we always learned, I mean, from the beginning, and I still do. So this way, you know, of course not by being officially declared as authorized bona fide form of sadhana, such as going to the programs. Those programs are meant for one simple, single purpose. For our bhajan, for our speaking about, you know, Krishna Katha, Kirtan chanting, and in this way having Krishna in our mind, and therefore being with Krishna. That's what Krishna consciousness is. And consciousness is the most powerful, not the things out there, or the programs out there. So, well, that's the advice I can give, that we can do all this. I mean, what else can you do if you're not living close to a temple or so? So it's a positive advice. Yes, we can still feel our lives with Krishna, with bhakti yoga, bhakti, Krishna consciousness, and walk that bhakti marga, that happy path. And look here, now we have a few friends walking here together. Makes it even nicer. I mean, that's how my life was and is. Even more so now than in our youth when we were thinking more in terms of programs and techniques. I mean, that's school, you know. As they say, as that music teacher lady said, you, when you're a musician, you have to learn all the rules for music. But then when you play your own music, you eventually need to break them now and then. And that's what makes art art.